5:30 live and interactive. If you'd like to partake, 577-0743 and the same number for Don's show from 6 till 7 p.m.
Okay, I've got a long story here, and you can hold that up about halfway
sure.
there for me. Scott Peterson conducted several televised interviews at his home on Wednesday, addressing numerous allegations and rumors surrounding the investigation into the disappearance of his wife, Lacey. But by 5 p.m., more than a dozen TV trucks had set up camp near Peterson's house in the Modesto La Loma neighborhood. Wednesday night, Peterson had to call the police when the reporters, hopefully for an interview, followed him to his back gate and remained on his property even after he asked them to leave. Modesto police officers had to be called to get the DJs to back off, and no arrests were made. Scott Peterson declined to be interviewed by the Bee, saying that he was upset with two articles the newspaper had published. Among the media throng was a pair of shock jocks from the Los Angeles radio station, 640 KFI, Clear Channel's largest and most powerful AM talk station. When Scott Peterson came home, one of the Clear Channel talk show hosts yelled into a megaphone, "Nobody believes your story." Then a reporter with San Francisco radio station KGO walked up to the shock jocks radio van and told the DJs, "That's just bad journalism." One of the DJs responded, "We're not journalists, we're entertainers." Viewers should also note that in the last few years, Clear Channel radio DJ slash entertainers have dressed up in bright orange convict jumpsuits and handcuffed themselves together and proceeded to harass a Bay Area neighborhood, going door to door trying to get members of the community to hacksaw their handcuffs off. This is called a hoax broadcast and is a form of community harassment. Also, Clear Channel shock jocks in Tampa, Florida, butchered a live pig as part of a morning show remote broadcast, giving away prizes to listeners that were willing to eat uncooked parts of the pig or kiss someone who drank a roadkill milkshake. I agree with the KGO news reporter. Hassling Scott Peterson with a bullhorn in front of his own home isn't journalism. It's bordering on criminal misconduct at the expense of the public interest. My feelings are that the Lacey Peterson story is no longer news, certainly not national news, and that the corporate media, again camping out in the streets of our hometown, should simply give it a rest and wait for the Modesto police to send a fax when there is real news to report on this missing person. How do you feel about the pack of corporate media wolves who only come to Modesto to feed on personal tragedy? Don't you think there's real news going on out there that we aren't hearing about on the corporate media? The Clear Channel DJ didn't even say a word about CEO Lowry Mays, the boss of Clear Channel Radio, who's on the hot seat today at the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee. A diverse grassroots movement is developing, spearheaded by Senator John McCain and former Eagles member Don Henley, along with many radio broadcasters who feel Clear Channel has grown so large that it's monopolizing the music, radio, concert, and billboard industries, and has lost touch with the communities stations are licensed to serve. One more note for the corporate media, you seem to have forgotten about Rebecca Miller, a homeless woman who, while rooting through dumpsters a few months ago, disappeared in the same general area of Modesto without any national TV reports. It's the disappearance of a homeless woman. Is that less newsworthy somehow? Of course not. It's just not as effective at selling SUVs and cheeseburgers. That is, after all, the advertising money that drives the corporate media. Laura?